Time for our weekly visit with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
Rich, what's up, man? How are you today?
Well, I'm getting ready to settle into a kind of a quiet time in the sports world for a little while, at least, with only football to talk about.
Yeah, and there's not much going on with the Patriots, right? I mean, we're talking about a losing team this year, and it'll be interesting. You know, the Red Sox had their struggles this season, and people sort of tuned him out. Would we actually do that here in New England to the Patriots? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, and I don't know where they go from here. Obviously, it was a tough game for Cam Newton, but he's not the only problem with that team. They're hurting for anybody who can catch the football on a consistent basis.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing. Cam is the quarterback, and of course, he's going to get all the headlines and all the blame and all the criticism, but there is so much blame to go around here. Let's talk about the weapons he has to deal with. Julian Edelman, a shell of himself. N'Keal Harry got banged up, and, you know, he's not himself. He hasn't been productive. You have zero tight ends, basically. And so Cam, no doubt, did not play well at all. But, man, he doesn't have much to work with. And let's not let Bill Belichick off the hook either. You know, we talk about his personnel moves, but I thought he was out-coached against the 49ers also. I thought Shanahan got him, this past Sunday. And so, you know, I thought it was a bad day and a bad game all around, all three phases, including coaches.
So what happens now with the trade deadline just a couple of weeks away? Do they become sellers?
You know, I flip-flop on this one, Rich, because, you know, before this 49ers game, I said, you're not that far off from making the playoffs. The division is what it is. Sure, Buffalo is a solid team, but you got two games against them. You win those two games, you're right back in this thing. Surround Cam Newton with some weapons. But the more I think about it, who are we kidding here, right? You know, would you be excited if the Patriots go in with the sixth best record, I guess, if you do it that way? You know, they have no shot against the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Steelers or the Titans. So what's the point? And so if I'm Bill Belichick, I acquire as many assets as I possibly can. And I'm talking about draft picks, because you have so many holes on this team on both sides of the ball. And I think, you know, this upcoming draft will probably be the most important draft maybe in Bill Belichick's tenure. Sure, he got Tom Brady, drafted some other guys. But, you know, if we're talking about the legacy of the Patriots moving forward, this is a big year for the draft upcoming for the Patriots.
Kyle Draper with us here on Downtown. Well, at least Mookie Betts got a World Series ring. It was good to live vicariously through him. The Red Sox have been awfully quiet. Am I wrong to think that the longer this goes on, the less likely it is that Alex Cora comes back as manager and that Chaim Bloom goes out and gets his own guy?
Yeah, you know, it seems like every day they're interviewing somebody else, right? And it's like, dude, if Cora is your guy, why go through this dog and pony show? And, you know, Chaim Bloom, you know, they've said sort of on the record, you know, that this was before the season, that Cora, you know, there's no talk about him coming back or anything like that. And I'm starting to believe him now. I thought it was a no-brainer. Bring him back. You know, he got slapped on the wrist and suspended for things he did in Houston, not necessarily here with the Red Sox. So why not bring him back? But here you are, you know, October 28th, and they're interviewing, you know, so many different people. And so maybe, just maybe, Cora is not the guy.
Let's talk Celtics. Is Gordon Hayward going to explore the Horford plan?
Yeah, and I think that's you know, him doing his due diligence, though, right? You know, see what's out there. See if somebody will offer you a four-year, you know, 80-something, $90 million contract. Or, you know, like Al Horford got with incentives, you know, pushing $109 million. And so if somebody's going to offer you that, then you, you take a long, hard look at it. And so I think right now Gordon Hayward is just doing his due diligence. I don't think that somebody will, you know, approach that kind of offer for Hayward. I still think he needs to go out there and prove it. And $34 million is a lot to turn down for 1 year. Why not go, you know, rehabilitate for him full season, and then cash in next year?
If he decides to opt in, do you think the Celtics then at least explore trade opportunities?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to if you're Danny Ainge, right? Not saying you want to trade Gordon Hayward, but you got to see what the market is out there for him, see what you can get. And that's what I'm afraid of. You know, like I just mentioned, what's the value of Gordon Hayward? You know, this guy's been banged up every season. He's not reliable. When he plays, he looks good. You know, he fits in well with the Celtics. But his availability has been a question. And so if you're a team, knowing that he only has 1 year left on his contract, knowing he could become a free agent next season, do you really want to give up a whole lot? And I think that's going to be the issue Danny Ainge runs into.
Kyle, the NBA talking about a restart or a new season beginning possibly as soon as December 22nd. What might that mean for the Celtics, and specifically what might a short offseason do for somebody like Kemba Walker?
Yeah, you mentioned it, right? Kemba Walker, you know, his health is paramount, obviously, to the Celtics' championship aspirations. And, you know, if they're starting, you know, talking about starting training camp December 1st, first game December 22nd, I can't imagine that Kemba is going to be 100% ready to go. And so, but I'm okay with that, Rich, because as we saw this year, I don't care about Kemba the first 60 games of the season. Mm. I need Kemba to beat Kemba when it matters the most in the playoffs, and he clearly wasn't. And so this short turnaround, you know, a number of guys are banged up around the league. And so, you know, think about it. If you're the Lakers or if you're Miami, remember, Bam Adebayo got hurt. Goran Dragic got hurt. Anthony Davis tweaked an ankle. And so are you rushing to get back and start December 22nd? And so I think if they do begin, then you'll see a lot of big-name players, you know, sort of ease into the season instead of, you know, going full bore right at the opening tip.
Kyle, tomorrow Gary Tanguay is back on the program with us, coming out from wherever he's been. I think it means if we see him, there's six more weeks of winter.
Exactly. Punxsutawney Phil over here. I'm surprised he's giving you some time, man, because, you know, he's been writing these Hollywood scripts and trying to make it big out there in Hollywood. So it's good to see him taking a break from, you know, his Hollywood dreams and, you know, not forgetting the little people, right? Not forgetting us. So.
Exactly. And that's that. Look, I'm just hoping to land a part as an extra in whatever TV series he gets.
Exactly. You get your SAG card from it, right? You know, become unionized. Right?
Ride that Tanguay coattail right into the promised land.
Exactly. Tell Gary hi. I got to text him. I just thought about him yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it's crazy. He only lives two towns away from me. So I got to be a much better neighbor and former coworker.
When do we get to see you on television again?
Tonight at 6:30. I'll be on with Trenny, and we're going to talk about all these Stephon Gilmore rumors. His house in Foxborough up for sale. Does that mean, you know, he's on a trade block and the Patriots are looking to deal him? So we're on at 6:30 tonight.
All right. We'll be tuned in to check it out. NBC Sports Boston tonight. Kyle, thanks as always. You have a good week, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
All right, Rich. Take care, man.
That's Kyle Draper with us on Downtown.